Hey friends, I'm Ashley Parker, the host of Splash of Ash, the podcast. Join me as I sip on my iced coffee and hold my crystals as we chat all things to empower you to get up and show up every single day. Things like your morning routine and how you talk to yourself. You know, all the things that make you your best self. I'll be bringing you a drop of good vibes, a dash of confidence, and a sprinkle of inspiration. Get ready to envision and step into a better you. It's time to level up. This moment counts. What is up, Splash fam? What is up, Splash squad? We are here in March. Welcome back to the show. We are in springtime. I don't know how that happened, but I blinked and here we are. We are halfway through quarter one of 2024. And I don't know. I don't know about you, but I seriously feel like I blinked and it's probably going to be July 4th. But if that doesn't light a little fire under your booty to be your best, to do your best, to show up every day, I seriously don't know what other motivation you could need besides getting present and realizing how fast time flies. Today we are diving in to this idea of spring cleaning. I know I've done an episode on this before, but I really do feel like clearing out the old in order to make space for new, for greatness, for success, for the next chapter, for the next season of life. I feel like every spring cleaning can look a little different and can feel a little different depending on where you're at, depending on who you are, right? Each year that passes by, we're growing. We are evolving. We are changing. That is what we are striving to do. So your version of spring cleaning this year might look different, might feel different, might be completely different than what you had to clear out before. So why do we think of this idea of spring cleaning? Because I am a huge believer that when you clear out the old, you are creating space for new. Think about this for a second. When you go through your closet and you throw out things that you literally have not worn, have not opened, have not taken the tag off of, when you go to donate those clothes and get them out of your space, you now have more space. For more clothes, right? For more things. The old version of you is being tossed, is being thrown out so that you can welcome in the new style, the new you, the new version of yourself, the upgraded, the leveled up version of yourself in the new dress, in the new shirt, in the new leggings, whatever. You're making space for higher vibrations. So I want to share with you guys four ways that you can get involved in some spring cleaning so that you can make space, so that you can create space for the better version of you. We hold on to so much stuff. So much stuff. I had a conversation with my dad the other day and I had to go to a cardiologist appointment and get my heart checked out. And he was sharing with me this perspective on it, right? Like I was diagnosed with a heart problem a long, 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 long time ago. And he compared it to carrying this backpack, right? This backpack of just stuff of like you have this thing. Right? You were diagnosed with this thing and you haven't gotten it checked out in a while, but you still carry this backpack. And he said, you know what? Maybe you're going to go to the doctor and he's going to take off that backpack and say, you know what? You're good. You're cleared. Mild. No problem. No alerts. No SOSs. Like you're good. Dump your backpack and leave it here. Just in case you were a little worried about me, I am fine. I am cleared and it is mild. So I did dump my backpack off at the doctor's office and I left it there. That is exactly what spring cleaning is. We are leaving the backpack that's full of old past shit that you just don't need anymore. all the things that are weighing you down, that are keeping you from moving forward, because you're just holding on to old narratives, old stories, old judgments, past mistakes. It holds you back. So it's imperative that you take some time, a weekend, a day, an hour, to evaluate what you need to let go of and maybe what you need to hone in order to level up your life. Spring cleaning is so much more than just going through your closet or throwing out the junk in your drawer. That is helpful because your environment speaks to how you can show up every single day, and it plays an important role in who you are today. That's not everything. So let me give you four ways that I am diving into some spring cleaning this March. Number one, what routine can you elevate? Okay, yes, it is no shock that I love a good morning routine. I love a mid-afternoon routine to level up your vibes, to get through the rest of the day. I love a night routine and setting yourself up for a good night's sleep. But I was thinking about how you can level up in your routine, in your favorite morning or nighttime routine. Something that I have been doing every single night is a little daily intentions reflection. You can write it in your phone, in your notes section. You can grab a post-it note. You can write it in a journal, however you want to do it. But this is something I've been doing in order to level up my nighttime routine. You can do this in the morning. You can do this whenever you want to do it, but it's powerful. This is what I do. I think about my daily intentions. And I do this at night in order to set up my next day. I've tried to do it in the morning, but to be honest, my mornings are just so rushed that I forget about it. So nighttime is so much better for me to do it, but make it make sense for your life. So this is seven little prompts. And by prompts, I mean like 2, 3, 4 words max. And it's fill in the blank style. The first one is to be blank. Fill it in with whatever you want to be today. Whatever you want to be tomorrow. To be successful, right? Whatever word, feeling, verb comes to your mind, write it down. You are setting intentions for your day. When you set intentions for your day, you live with purpose. And when you live with purpose, you will feel so much more fulfilled in your life as a whole. So to be blank. The next one is to feel. How do you want to feel? To feel happy, to feel joyful, to feel fulfilled. The third one is to appreciate. You got to know, like, we are throwing in some gratitude on our daily intentions reflection, right? To appreciate my life, to appreciate my coworkers, to appreciate my coffee, to appreciate my drive to work. The fourth one is to let go of. What are you going to let go of today? What are you going to let go of tomorrow? Maybe you're going to let go of all the things that happened at work today. Because if you let go of that, you will be able to show up as a better you tomorrow. The next one is to attract. What are you going to attract? Are you going to attract abundance, greatness, blessings, prosperity, sales? What are you going to attract for the day? The last part of the daily intentions reflection checklist is end of day reflections. What do you need to reflect on? Get out of your mind and put pen to paper. So this is a great way to elevate any sort of routine that you have during the day. If you don't have a routine during the day, maybe this becomes it. Maybe it's a lunchtime daily intentions reflection checklist. Like taking 5 minutes out of your day to really be intentional about who you want to be, how you want to feel, and what you want to do for the day. Huge, huge level up in your habits. The second thing that I want to share with you guys about spring cleaning and another area of life that you could clean up is What can you get rid of physically? Yes, this is when cleaning out your space comes into play, right? Your clothes, your messy drawers, your old dishes, your old towels. Do you need new sheets? Like, what do you need to get rid of physically? Maybe it's setting a boundary with a friend. Maybe it is cleaning out your closet and cleaning out the junk drawer that you have in your kitchen. I don't know what you need to get rid of physically, but only you know. And the only way that you're going to know is if you sit down and you get present and you intentionally think about what you need to throw away in your life. If it is the sheets, do it up. If it is a relationship, do it up. If it is your clothes, make it happen. If you need to reorganize, make it happen. It is no surprise that the environment that you live in, the people that you hang around, the shows you watch, the music you listen to, the podcasts you indulge in every day, they make a difference in your life. If your space is cluttered, your mind will be cluttered. If you hang out with people that drag you down and make you feel like crap, soon enough, that's exactly how you will feel. If you wear clothes that make you feel frumpy and dumpy, soon enough, that's exactly how you will show up every day, with your shoulders down, your head down, and that's exactly how you will begin to feel. That's just how powerful your environment is. So what do you need to physically get rid of in order to show up better, in order to be better than you were yesterday, last month, last spring? Number three, what can you get rid of mentally and emotionally? Yes, we are not just getting rid of the clothes and the sheets and the people and the cluttered stuff in your drawer. But I want you to think about what has been weighing on you. Is it your past mistakes? Is it something that you said yesterday to your friend? Is it your limiting beliefs showing up? My gosh, I had a moment the other day where I just felt like at 29 years old, I should be so much further along, right? And I all of a sudden started thinking about, I don't make enough money. I'm not enough, right? My business isn't further along. I'm not further along in my achievements, in the things that I want to do in this life. Therefore, I'm not worthy. I can't do it, right? All of these things started to come up and I had to snap out of it. I had to pull from my record of my power that proved otherwise. I literally had to think about all the evidence in my life that proves otherwise, that actually shows how great I am, that actually shows how successful I am, that actually shows that I'm doing just fine in this life as a 29-year-old. So my gosh, did I have to get rid of some limiting beliefs that were creeping up in my mind and in my heart. And how I did it was by pulling from all the things that make me great. If that is you, I get it. We all have moments and chapters in our lives where we feel like we're not good enough, where we feel like we're stuck and we're never going to get out of it. Who are you when you have no one else cheering? Who are you when you have so many people cheering, but you're just not believing it yourself? How do you show up in those moments, in the quiet moments, in the dark moments, in the moments where it's hard and it sucks? Who are you? How do you show up? It's on you to get rid of the crap that's in our mind. It's on you to realize just how worthy and how great you are. I need you to take a minute and think about all the things that aren't serving you in this life, whether it's the negative emotions and feelings, whether it's stories and narratives that you've been playing for years and years and years based off of past experiences and traumas that you've been holding on to because you just don't know what else to do about it. Write it down on a piece of paper, light it on fire, put it in a candle, throw it out your window, rip it up into a million pieces and flush it down the toilet. Do something that lifts the weight off of your shoulders. Dump off the backpack. Drop it at the front door. And never, ever, ever look back again. Because from here on out, I want you to make a promise with yourself. I want you to promise that you are going to create new positive stories and narratives about yourself based off of the amazing experiences that you are going to create today and every single day forward. You are great. This is why. You are successful. This is why. You are worthy. And here is the list of reasons why I am. What can you get rid of mentally and emotionally when you clear out all the old crap? My gosh, how will your life change? How will you be able to bring in newness and change and transformation and positivity and good energy and good stuff when you leave the backpack full with the crap, with the lies, with the mistakes, with the limiting beliefs, with the narratives that you just never thought you could get rid of, but you can? Number four, spring cleaning. How can you show up in this new season better than before? Right at this point, we've dumped all the crap. So what can you bring in that will make you better than yesterday? Is it more positive self-talk? Is it better people that are aligned with your values and your goals and the vision that you want to create for your life? Is it new habits and routines and rituals and waking up earlier and journaling and reading books and meditating and holding your crystals and working out and getting out in the sun? Is it new hobbies? Is it taking time out of every single day to do something that makes you smile? How can you show up in a new season, in this new season, better than before? This only works if you intentionally and consciously take time to get to work, to clear out the old, to welcome in the new. You are ready for this next chapter. You are ready for this next season of life. But you got to leave the old stuff at the door. Because once you do that, you will feel so much lighter. And my gosh, is your future so much brighter. Make me a promise and do some spring cleaning, right? Think about your space and your head and your heart. Dump the old, welcome in the new. My gosh, you're setting a new standard for yourself. And that is freaking powerful. There you have it, guys. Some new, fresh ideas and ways to get to cleaning out. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Share this with somebody that needs to get to work and clear out the old to welcome in the new. You guys already know the drill. I'll be back next week on Tuesday for yet another episode. Go be great today. And in case nobody has told you in a long time, I'm proud of you. Keep going. I'll talk to you guys next week. Goodbye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope it brought you tons of value. If you loved what you heard or know someone who would, please share it with them. If you want to learn more about what I'm up to, you can find me on social at @a_splashofash and my website, splashofash.com. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. Change your everyday, change your life.